the guy tell a theory in the comment section.
Yeah.
And then after he did the theory, he put that like asterisk. And it was like, Travis Scott noise. We're just known for that, I guess. Once you tell a theory, you have to push that button. Or
yo, who's really doing it like us, bro?
Not really. Nah, man. We stay humble and shit.
Changing the game.
How?
Yo, like, honestly, I watch a lot of podcasts, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to big up, like, ourselves too much.
Yeah.
Like, it does sound cocky.
Yeah. I was like, yo, Carlos, chill out.
Nah, but, like, I really want to do something different, you know? And I feel that's what we're able to do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's just videos of, like, theories and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really... There's not a lot of podcasts where it's just like, okay, you can just talk about it.
I mean, maybe there is,
okay,
but
Joe, like, Rogan, but like
Joe Rogan's a different level though.
Yeah. Joe Rogan's like super like
Joe Rogan's been in the game for years. Like, yeah. I don't think people really bag it, but like
facts.
Joe Rogan's been in the game for probably like 15 years, yeah. Right?
Taken, I didn't know what Joe Rogan was. Like what he did.
You didn't know that?
He's a trainer?
No, Joe Rogan started as like an announcer and like a TV host.
Yeah, but I swear he does UFC though. He like trains.
Yeah. No. When he's like, as a kid, he used to do taekwondo.
Oh, for real?
He was
real?
A taekwondo champion.
For real?
Yeah.
What?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know. I thought because I've seen a video where he like kicks a bag in something and he teaches other of like self-defense.
I'm
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
He's valid.
He's like, he trains too.
Yeah.
Especially being in the UFC, he's going to get motivated all the time to fight, you know?
I thought he was just a guy that did a podcast and just is.
What? You're tripping.
And completely woke. I knew the announcer part, but I didn't.
You never watched Fear Factor?
Yeah, I watched Fear Factor. He was the thing on it.
Yeah, he was the host of Fear Factor.
Yeah, but I thought that's all he did. He was just like the television, like, what do you call that?
Like a TV show host?
Yeah, like that's it. I didn't know like he did, like he was a taekwondo champion, like that stuff like that.
Yeah, bro. Joe Rogan's like a real character still.
Yeah, shout out, big up Joe Rogan.
Nah, for real, he's the biggest in the world.
Yeah.
Nobody else is doing it like Joe Rogan.
Bro,
Joe
Rogan's the biggest. Spotify bought out his thing, right?
Yeah.
Because my dad came up to me in my room. He's like, yo, can we buy Spotify? Because Joe Rogan's stuff is not on YouTube anymore. It's just clips.
Oh, you want to buy Spotify for Joe Rogan?
He's like, yo, we have to buy it, bro.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff.
He watches all the time. When I go downstairs, he's always playing it.
Mm.
It's either ours or
Joe Rogan.
Yes, sir. We like those. Soon we're going to be on it. Soon we're going to be talking about the shrooms and shit on Joe Rogan.
That'd be
podcast.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That'd be like a dream come true.
No, it probably will.
Because you know what really got me into podcasts?
Oh, I hope.
When I was making my socks for Wico Studios.
Oh, yeah?
Bro, I had to press. I make every single pair by myself.
Mm-hmm, you told me this.
Yeah, until like I hired my sister later on.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the beginning few stages of my business,
yeah.
I was making every single sock by myself.
Facts.
And that shit took 6 hours plus.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm doing like manual labor.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I didn't just want to do that and like no music, nothing's playing.
You can't. It's too boring. Bro.
Even music gets tiring after a while.
It does, bro. It does.
Because it starts feeling like, you know, when you're at work and you hear the radio and shit.
It's just annoying.
It just gets annoying. So I'm like, nah, I gotta listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
So that's when I got into Joe Rogan.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I listened to like all the celebrities, my favorite celebrities, like Post Malone is on there.
Oh, shoot.
Jamie Foxx is on there.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
And even the cool ones, because I watch his clips too.
Yeah.
I think I watch his clips before I watch the full ones.
Uh-huh. Oh, just the clips. Yeah. Because clips are more entertaining than the full ones.
Yeah. The clips had some fire.
No.
So that got me into seeing like more of the unknown guests, but not really unknown, but
mm-hmm.
for my viewpoint, right?
Because
I'm not gonna look for these like scientists and stuff.
That's true.
But the fact that he has those clips with all of that content, like that really got me into it.
No,
so I would watch all the Joe Rogan episodes like whenever it came on and just do my work while doing it.
Because you really can't do it with music, bro. Like my head started to hurt and I watched. The only things I watch is either a podcast. I don't watch Joe Rogan. I watched just do you know Kermit Frost?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I watched all his interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah.
Kermit Frost is sick, but the way he speaks, it kind of turns it off.
Really?
For
me. It's so funny to me. Just the way he speaks is kind of like weird, but it's funny to me. That's what makes it him, you know?
I guess so. But it's less informative because when I watch something, I really want to learn.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, yeah. Me, I'll literally just, okay, just funny stuff, bro. Just make me laugh while I'm doing it. Keep me entertained.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if you're ever at a Kermit Frost interview, he'll make it feel so awkward. He'll be like, he'll pause. He'll pause. He won't be ready for anything. He'll pause and think of the questions on the spot.
What?
So imagine an interviewer who doesn't know what he's doing and he's interviewing.
That's this guy just unserious.
Exactly, that's fact.
But it's lit because he has those connections. You know, he has those special guests that, like a regular podcaster couldn't get, and that's what makes it so sick.
Yeah, because
it's kind of I don't want to say it's non try hard, but it's like, it, yeah, he's not trying.
He's not trying
at
all.
It's super natural. Yeah, yeah. And it's super like, he has all of these celebrities and stuff that can come on. Facts. It's so
just
different.
Yeah. Mm. Cause the celebrities that come on just carry it. Yeah. Kinda. Cause they just talk. That's all they do.
And you know what? Like, even interviewers on TV, let's say Jimmy Kimmel, like all of these talk show hosts, they all hit them with like the same type of things, you know?
Yeah.
It's always the same, like, wow, blah, 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 fake laugh. You know what I mean? But Kerwin Frosty brings it to a level where it's like, hey, yo, let's just shoot the shit.
What'd you eat today, fam?
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
yeah, shoot the shit.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we do too, you know?
Kind of. We just wing it.
Yeah, we just wing it.
Like, you know, you can, when you're watching it, someone told me that they feel so related that they're in our conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like somebody, my friend texted me, is like, texted me throughout the podcast.
Yeah.
Like text me like, oh, she chimes in.
Yeah.
She's like, yo, I'm like, please get me in this conversation. But yeah, it's literally just chill, bro.
Yeah, fam.
Cause the way we started this podcast, we're like, cause we don't talk a lot. We don't link a lot outside of thing. Mm. But when we do talk, when I get that 3 a.m. Call from Carlos.
It can go on for like hours.
It can go. We can be up until like 6 a.m. talking about some next stuff.
Some next stuff.
I know.
But that's why it works so well, because our chemistry is just like perfect.
Yeah. I take it. I told half of them that I just met you a week ago.
What?
Yeah.
What
the fuck? Yeah, and the live, and they believed it.
Why?
They're like, yo, are you guys brothers? Are you guys brothers? Nah,
that makes no sense.
Nah,
because we made the fucking podcast like last month.
Yeah, damn, it's already been a month.
Yeah, it's like a month. It's coming up a month and a week or something.
Sir,
like
we
that.
Like those.
Because I was looking the YouTube analytics.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
Went from 0 to 157.
That's so crazy.
Something.
The support has been so fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
Like we talked about this in our call, in one of our calls. Mm. We're like, yo, like, just wait, man. We're gonna go crazy.
Yeah, bro. This is a dream.
Yeah.
Just as long as you believe in it and just keep working.
Yeah.
You can do anything, bro.
I know.
Anything. But yeah,
and on TikTok, we're just, if you do hashtag podcast, our faces are at the top. That's so sick. That's so sick.
I don't know. I don't know why people weren't using hashtag podcast like that.
I don't know why either.
Right? Like, yeah. I was looking at the content. There's some fire podcasts on there. There's some fire podcasts.
You know, the Omegle guys?
Yeah, yeah.
When
yeah.
they go on Omegle and just start a podcast with random
people. That's dope.
So
yeah,
sick.
That's so sick. We should go on Omegle one time.
No, we should. You know a video I wanted to do was just try picking up shorties on Omegle.
Picking up shorties on Omegle? Yeah. Then I can't do it.
facts.
But not allowed.
Get all our boys to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do it either. I'm cuffed too. I'm kidding.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
Nah? How's shorty saying? What's she saying?
Nothing, bro. We're chilling, man. Yeah. Since it is cuffing season, so.
You gonna cuff?
Nah.
Nah?
Not this year, bro.
Oh, okay.
I'm focused on myself. You know this.
Yeah.
We're just focused on the money, you know?
Yeah, but if you feel something, don't just let it go.
Yeah, obviously. You know? Yeah.
That's some real advice I can give for someone.
Yeah.
Like, even though you're set on your bag, you're set on this and that.
Yeah.
Don't forget about the journey, as in having fun.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
I mean, because nothing's forever. Like, tomorrow's not promised.
Yeah.
You don't want to regret, like, oh, maybe I would have been happy, like, with that girl.
A lie. Yeah, but, yo, my friend Antoine just says, yo, we're in your prime years, fam. You don't got a cuff right now. And
that always
runs through my mind. I'm like, nah, that's fact. Let me have fun first.
Yeah, but everybody's different, right? Like, some people, their happiness is being in a relationship like that.
Yeah.
Some people, their happiness is just, like, fucking around.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean?
But, yeah, me, I don't know. I've been through the relationship side. I was like, nah, let me just chill for a bit. You know?
Yeah,
it's not getting
that's fair.
Right
that's
away.
Fair.
Because I don't want to rush nothing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Plus, it's COVID. Like, who are you really seeing?
Exactly. Unless you're on like, unless, because I'm never gonna go on a dating app. That's just not me.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just like, I don't want other people to see me on that dating app. Like, you know
why?
I don't know. It's just weird, bro. Like, imagine seeing one of people.
You're too shy.
Yes, it's just like, yo, are you that desperate type thing? But what? It's not that.
No, you just have to be confident, bro. Like, you're on there for a reason.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah.
If you go in with that mindset, then shit, like, you're not going to get no matches. Feel me? No, you have to go in the mindset that, like, I'm here to get period. like that's the mindset you have to go into.
No,
you feel
that's
me?
Facts, but like, yeah. I'm not that. I'm good.
Like, it's not like, oh, I'm so desperate, I have to do this. No, it's like, this is the easier way to do it, feel me?
No, it's funny because, like, people, I know people, like, send me screenshots of like girls I talk to and they're on Twitter, on Tinder and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. I just don't want that to be me, bro.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just don't want to. Nah, I'll just stay away from. I know I'm capable.
All right, think about it like this. Think about it like this. Would you rather catch fish with your hands or with a net?
Okay, but like,
no, but like,
what if I have? No, but that's.
What's your comeback for that?
The same thing.
How's that not the same thing?
Because I'm not that desperate to go and catch. I don't need it right now. I don't need the fish. I'm not hungry. I'm full.
No, but like that's not the point, bro.
No, it is.
That's not the point.
I'm full, bro.
The point is like, are you gonna use your bare hands, or are you gonna use a tool to help you get it?
Okay, obviously the tool, but like
I
know I'm capable of getting it with my hands.
Okay, then go. Yes,
go.
Like, yeah. You feel me? No, but that's how I think about like with everything, whether it be like business.
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna take the harder path. I'm gonna use what works.
Yeah.
Like pride aside, you know what I mean? Like who cares? I don't give a shit what anyone else thinks. Like if I'm winning, I'm winning. The only people that hate on the winners, like anyone that says, oh, you're a sellout.
Yeah.
Name one winner that called someone a sellout.
I couldn't name out the top.
No head, winners so. Called people sellouts because they know what it takes to win.
Facts.
You know?
Yeah. I remember everyone was like, yo, this guy Carlos hopped on TikTok and blew up from TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And now the same man's. Yo, follow me on TikTok. I know. Get out of here, bro.
Man's like, yo, nah, I'm not really about that TikTok stuff.
Facts.
And then, like, months later, these guys are like, oh, yo, follow me on TikTok.
Let's get this bread, bro. No, but like we can't even blame it at the same time. Like,
you can't blame the hustle because that's how it gets done.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you shouldn't be knocking on anybody's grind. Yeah, like exactly. If you're knocking on somebody's grind,
I'm never the type, the one to like, oh, if you're doing that, if you're getting your money, then good on you, fam.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what am I to say that, bro?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dating apps, I'm gonna stay away. I know I'm capable. Once quarantine ends, if we go back to Ryerson, jeez, it's over.
I doubt we're gonna get in there again, bro.
Yeah, bro.
For a while.
Even downtown, man.
It's lock off.
It's like, lock off, yeah.
You can't even go, like, people aren't even in the street like that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what are they really doing? Like, going for walks and shit?
Yeah, that's it. Like, a daily jog type thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Maybe, like, the lakeshore and shit.
Oh, yeah. Lakeshore, take every that's a perfect Toronto man first date.
Yeah, it is.
Bubble tea and lakeshore. Fact.
Or even like Kensington, but Kensington's closed right now.
Oh yeah, I tried to update my date, but then we didn't go on it. I was gonna take Shorty to Benihana's.
What's that?
First date, like the hibachi.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
it's like pristine, like $100.
That's expensive, bro.
That's what I'm saying. We made it, bro. Take Shorty to Benihana's the first date, bro. But yeah.
Nah, but here's the thing.
What?
When you take a shorty on a first date and you make it something super high top tier,
then it's like,
then that's setting the bar.
Yeah.
Then she's not gonna expect McDonald's the next date.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's fact.
Okay, what's a perfect like fast food first date?
Perfect fast food.
I'm gonna go with Five Guys.
Five Guys? That's expensive.
No, but Five Guys is the perfect middle though.
Really? I would just do wings, bro.
Wings, I guess so.
But
wings is expensive too. If you're gonna pay wings, might as well pay Five Guys.
$12. Oh yeah,
that's the same shit as Five Guys.
But that's Five Guys is $12 just for a burger, no fries.
Okay, yeah, I guess so. But I think that's the perfect middle.
Yeah,
because it's like fast food. It's a little bit higher, higher tier, but it's not like breaking the bank, you know.
Oh yeah. I can see that.
Because if you take a shorty to sushi the first time, fuck.
Why? What's wrong with sushi?
Your pockets are getting hurt.
Kinda. Like a little bento box? That's cool.
Nah, like all you're gonna go sushi and not get all you can eat on a date?
That's what I did.
Word?
I just got a bento box.
I mean, like, I'm not hating on that stuff.
Yeah. But you know, if you can take a shorty and you have a lit ass time at McDonald's.
Mm.
Bro, please marry that shorty, man.
A lie? If all it takes is a McDonald's?
Exactly. Like, that's
like really, a junior chicken?
Yeah. No, that's it. If shorty can be appreciative of a junior chicken,
mm-hmm.
Bro, that's wifey right there.
A lie? That's facts, though. Yeah.
Well, what's your go-to spots?
Go-to spots for what? Like a date?
Yeah, just food.
For food?
Yeah. Have you tried those in Toronto, there's like these hot dog things that are deep fried, and then they put like,
oh, I've never been.
I've seen so many people post that shit on their story.
Is it good or is it just like an Instagram pic?
It's good. It's mid. But like for the Instagram pic, Instagram definitely boosted up the taste.
Yeah. Yo, you know what's so overrated?
What?
Fucking the Thai ice cream rolls.
Like the
one where they put it on the cold stone. And then they scrape it and it turns into a
Those
roll.
Those are good. What do you mean?
Bro, nah. That shit is so overrated.
Shorty put me on that and it was some strawberry stuff. And then she put all the toppings, like all the strawberry bubbles
shit
and stuff.
Is so overrated, bro.
It's just ice cream, but like, it's kind of cool, yo.
That's the same shit as frozen yogurt. It's just like in a different form.
Nah, you know what's overrated? That shit where you poke it on a stick and then you eat it and then steam comes out.
Oh, the nitrogen.
Whatever. That's so useless. Like
the frozen.
Yeah.
the freeze whatever thing. Yeah.
That doesn't even. It doesn't taste like anything, fam. And half the time your mouth is burning.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah,
it's kind of cool, I guess.
Bro, Taken, I saw you on YouTube yesterday.
For what?
Videos needed. To watch and shit like that? Or your recent watch videos?
Mm-hmm.
Some weird shit, bro. Like, what are you on? This is 4 a.m. You're 4 a.m. You're sending
me... Oh, you mean on our search history?
Yeah.
Oh.
4 a.m. You're sending me pictures of, like... I don't know, like, skinwalkers, all that type of stuff. Like, what are you talking about, man?
Bro.
What are you on?
So, you ever heard of the... I always start like that. I always start... I'm gonna switch it up. I'm not gonna say it like that.
Yeah.
I should reword this.
Don't overthink it, because now, no, we do this for ourselves, you know? We don't need to change.
You ever heard of that?
CEO, have you ever heard of that theory?
I don't know what else to say.
Nah, just do you, fam.
Have you ever heard of
Yo, at the end of the year, we're gonna have a compilation of you just.
I know,
that.
Be like every single three. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Yo, you ever heard of that?
That's actually what we're. Yo, we need to put that on a shirt.
You ever?
We need to put that on
my face like this.
And then me saying, yeah.
All right, let me get into this. Okay. You ever heard of the Hollow Earth theory?
Not really, but like.
You never heard of it?
Nah.
Okay.
I've heard a bit about it.
So I think in the. 1600s?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm tripping. I think in like the 1960s, there was a pilot that flew over Antarctica.
Okay.
And he found a hole in Antarctica.
In the earth? Oh, it just
that led like into the earth.
Damn.
So his claim, I don't know if this is true, but his claim was that he went inside and he saw like a civilization inside of Antarctica.
Oh, shit.
Like, deep inside the ground, underground.
Yeah.
And he's saying it's in like advanced civilization. Like they have shit that we couldn't even create.
Like robots?
I don't know. Because it just says advanced civilization, right?
Like, what does that mean though?
That's so, okay. Here's the crazy part. So he said all of this shit, right? He came out with the news and everything and said it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the government silenced him. Like,
really?
They told him like he couldn't talk about this shit anymore.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Yeah.
So that's how you know it's valid, bro.
But like, who knows, right? Like,
because I've heard the hollow theory, like of the hollow earth.
Yeah,
where
there's
like fairies living there. There's giants. There's all this type of weird stuff.
Yeah, like the giants and shit. Yeah. I heard that too. You remember that movie Journey to the Center of the Earth?
Yeah. I was just gonna say that.
So Journey to the Center of the Earth, like you can see in that movie, it shows like lavish. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole world.
Yeah.
It's like a whole new world underneath the ground.
Yes, bro.
And that's, to be honest, that's not too hard to believe.
Yeah. Have you seen that episode of The Simpsons where they carve, I think, I don't know if it was in The Simpsons, but they tried to carve and just dig down until they reached China?
Did they? I didn't see that one.
Really?
No.
I don't know if it was The Simpsons.
What happened?
No, that's it. All they did, so it was just like a funny scene where they just started digging down.
Oh, that's in Recess too, remember?
Oh, I think it was, I don't know.
It's Recess.
But yeah, and then they jumped down and then they arrived in China.
Yeah, it was the diggers. Diggers. Like, oh, we made it.
Yeah, we made it.
All right, let's go back.
No, facts. You think it's like that?
That you can dig all the way? Nah, because... Okay. So recently, 2020, scientists said they found underground water bases or underground like oceans. No, literally underground oceans that are huge.
Oh, for real?
Like huge.
Yeah.
Almost the same size as, let's say, the Atlantic.
Damn.
And the theory is that there's some creatures in... No, like that's not even a theory. It's a hypothesis that there's some creatures in there that we haven't... We haven't seen yet.
That's so
that sick. Science hasn't explored or hasn't found yet.
Yeah.
And there's evidence of life in there too.
Damn.
Which is crazy.
If you've seen something like that, what would you do, like, if you came back to Earth with all that information?
Bro, because it's so crazy. Like, okay, imagine you're the pilot, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you're that guy that flew into that hole. Yeah. Let's say it's real. For the sake of this, let's say it's real. Yeah. That he saw a whole advanced civilization, and he saw all these people, and he saw, like, all of this shit. That's super crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you go to someone and say, yo, this is what I saw? Like, obviously, they're gonna say, nah, you're on drugs.
Yeah, obviously.
They can say, what the fuck are you on?
Facts.
Right?
Yeah.
But, like, if it is real, like, how do you prove that to them, you know?
Take pictures.
No, yo, low-key, I feel there was some crazy people, or society deemed them as crazy.
Yeah.
But they said some real shit that I experienced. There has to be, though.
No, you know, our ancestors probably saw so many things, like, that are extinct now. Like, you know how dinosaurs...
Yeah. You know, dragons could have existed, like, during the same time as humans.
What do you mean?
Okay, look at it like this. In history,
yeah,
let's say China, the United Kingdom, like all of these different settlements in every single country, mm-hmm. they all have a story of a dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Like similar stories. And these civilizations couldn't contact each other.
Yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So how come they all had the similar theory, or like a story of a dragon, of a creature with wings, like a flying lizard?
That's what I said. Like, yo, our ancestors probably saw so many things.
Yeah.
That now are just extinct and we can't see it. Now they're just in museums for us to read stories about.
Yeah. You know what I read up on?
What?
So I found out that if dragons were to exist,
yeah,
their bones are like birds' bones.
Birds' bones?
Because they're more similar to a bird than a lizard.
Okay, yeah.
Even dinosaurs too.
I could believe that, yeah.
Yeah. So you can imagine a pterodactyl. A pterodactyl is kind of like just a big bird. Yeah, it could just be a big bird.
Yeah.
So science proved that if the pterodactyls, or if these dragons existed,
uh-huh.
we couldn't find their bones because they decomposed like bird bones.
Really?
Yeah. And so that's why we couldn't find anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then why is this stuff is in the museums then?
So those are the ones that they could find.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, like, yo, what if all that dinosaur stuff in the museum is just, they just created.
Because look, over time things evolve, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have different bone structures, but different like densities, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what if these dragons were like a certain evolution of like a dinosaur?
Yeah.
But their bone structure just so happens like it would decompose and we couldn't find evidence. I know that sounds crazy. This is just a theory, but that could be it, you know?
Yeah, you never know, bro.
Because so many civilizations all around the world, talk about dragons. They talk about these flying lizards, these flying like huge birds that would swoop up kids and burn cities down.
Yeah.
I mean, and why would they really make that up, though?
There's so much stuff, bro, that we just missed out on.
Yeah.
Because we were born in 2000s.
Yo, another thing about Antarctica.
Yeah.
So I did some research last night, right? Mm-hmm. Scientists are proving that Antarctica used to be a home for an ancient civilization, like way back. Because this was before the Ice Age.
Mm-hmm.
You know how when the Ice Age happened, everything froze over, right? Yeah, everything froze over. Like even the Earth's plates, they moved over centuries, over thousands of years,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So low-key, they had civilizations in those areas of Antarctica, but we don't have evidence to prove it anymore.
I could believe that because why? There's not a lot of people living in Antarctica, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's such a big landmass, right?
Yeah.
And at one point, North America was attached to Antarctica.
That's, what do you call that?
Pangaea?
Yeah, Pangaea.
Pangaea, yeah.
Is that Pangaea?
Something like that, like that.
And the earthquake or something, like, cause them to go apart or something like that.
Yeah, because over time the Earth's plates move and then everything gets separated. All the continents were separated.
Yeah.
But in reality, like, they used to be connected.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But yeah, even stuff about, like, bro, I was reading up on fairies, bro.
Yeah.
And this it's kind of weird because there I was reading up 7 days before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fairies back then used to come out of their little houses.
What?
Yeah. And they
would you hear this?
No, I read about it.
Yeah.
I read about it. So 7 days before Christmas, they come out of their suburban houses, right? And they do dances at night. And Walt Disney kind of like puts that perspective of like, fairies are nice, fairies are not.
Yeah.
But they're really not. Back then in the ancient world, fairies are dangerous because they used to raid houses.
Oh, what?
Take all the drinks away.
Yeah.
Like, they were evil, bro.
You ever heard
They're called trolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever heard the thing about like why are your wires of your headphones always tangled up? Or why, like, when you put something in your bag, shit's always tangled up?
Why? Because a fairy does it?
People say that the reason your headphones get tangled at nighttime is because there's, like, a little fairy that tangles shit up.
Nah, bro. Stop that. Stop that, bro. Stop.
I mean, like, it's hella far-fetched. That's a real reach.
No, but that's
why. But it'd be funny as
No, but that's why.
Because, yeah, like, you put, let's say, like, your headphones in the corner. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they're tangled.
I mean, I guess from moving around, but, like, sometimes it gets super tangled.
Like, what the fuck? Like, how did that happen?
Yo, I low-key kind of,
yo, well, one time you're just gonna, like, look in the corner and then see the fairy, like, tangling your shit, like,
holy smokes.
Yo, what are you doing?
Yo, stop, bro. I'm about to leave. I don't have time for that.
Yo, what?
No, but that's so crazy. See, like, I'll be on, last night on YouTube.
Yeah.
You ever watched the Weirdest Addictions?
Oh, I've seen a few of those.
I've seen so many funny ones. Like the I'm addicted to eating mattresses.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
And then, bro, air freshener. I'm addicted to drinking air freshener.
Ew.
Bro, I'm like, what the hell?
You can drink that and still be alive?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And she drinks like 2 gallons per day or something like that.
She's getting cancer or something.
No, something crazy like that. And there's a guy who like makes love with his car.
What the fuck?
Like, he kisses his car and stuff like that.
That's like in 1,000 Ways to Die. Remember that?
The game?
No, 1,000 Ways to Die. Or Million Ways to Die? The TV show.
Yeah, okay. I know.
It was on Spike TV, yeah, remember?
Yeah. I was thinking of the game, you know, Dumb Ways to Die?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dumb Ways to Die.
That was a banger. That Flappy Bird and thing. All banger. And what do you call this?
Angry Birds?
Angry Birds. How do you know?
What do you mean?
How do you know exactly what I'm about to say, though?
Because I can sense it.
That's so weird.
You're I'm a
weird.
Psychic still.
Nah. Yo, we should charge for psychic readings. We should have a booth in the flea market.
Make a Fiverr account.
Yeah, facts. Jumpers jump psychic readings.
We should do that for a prank. That'll be a funny prank.
Oh, we should.
That'll be a funny prank, just yo.
In the flea market. In the flea market, just us two.
And then we record it and I make up some like neck shit.
We need to put that on the shirt, bro.
Like, if you don't let your dog pee on your bed tomorrow, all the milk in your fridge is going to go spoiled.
Facts, bro.
Some weird shit like that.
Bro, we have to start charging for these theories, man. But you know, some guy DM'd us.
Yeah.
He was like, he taught me about the Walt Disney theory.
What's a Walt Disney theory?
So you know how Walt Disney died? Mm-hmm. They're saying he's frozen and he's buried under Walt Disney, right?
No, he is frozen. Yeah, that's a real thing.
Yeah, so that's why. But the thing, the only reason why they made Frozen the movie. Mm. Well, so whenever you search Walt Disney Frozen, it's like a fun type.
Oh,
it's a child show. So they get distracted of what he actually did.
Yeah, that makes sense though. Because when you Google it, you won't find Walt Disney Frozen.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll see Walt Disney
the Frozen show. That's awesome. Right? Yeah,
that's exactly. Smart though. That's smart. It that's is. Smart marketing.
But I don't know
what.
I don't know if they did it just because of that purpose, but I don't know.
It could be.
Yeah. Frozen's a banger movie, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But Loki, there's a lot of things like that, like subtle things people do for those reasons, right? Mm-hmm. Like, for sure, people had that in mind when they did it. I don't know.
It's just a theory. That's why it's just a theory, you know?
But if you think about, like, a $1 billion company,
yeah,
they are taking in, like, every single detail. Like, nothing really slips over their head.
That's true.
Because if they're a $1 billion company, they're making so much money. They have a huge team to work on it for years. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing really slips over their head.
Same with
music. Yeah.
That's why they release certain songs. Like, even though, because I remember you about the WAP thing. I was like, yo, why do you think they released this? Because it's not a good song.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's what the viewers want type thing.
No, you know why, bro? It's because music now, especially that. Billboard top whatever.
Yeah.
Billboard top 100s, everything like pop music, all of that.
Yeah.
They found a way to make us like music through subconscious like audio waves.
What do you mean?
You ever seen that video of X talking where he talks about like frequencies and different audio
what's
waves?
What's that frequency that everyone likes?
433 or some shit. Something like that.
432.
Yeah. So there's a theory that people found out how to manipulate us through these sounds or what sounds we really enjoy.
Yeah.
And then that's what they use in all the songs.
Yeah, that's That's facts.
Yeah, and there's certain chord progressions. Like when I'm playing guitar, there's a chord progression you can use for every single song. Mm-hmm. Like not every single song, but like a lot of the popular hits.
Yeah, bro.
Like Jason Mraz, I'm Yours is the same chord progression as what's that song called?
The Childhood Song?
No. It's all about the money. Yeah, song.
Yeah.
Price tags. Yeah. And a lot of those like chord progressions, they're the same.
Really?
I think it's the same for Billionaire too. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
By Bruno Mars.
Every song that isn't on that frequency, mm-hmm. people make videos of it with that frequency.
Yeah.
And it, yo, if you ever listen to 20 Minutes by Lil Uzi, because
I told you this.
No, you didn't.
I told you this.
I'm the one that told you this. I know, but I remember I was listening to it and it was kind of like weird, bro.
I told you, bro. No, but yes, I did.
No.
I told you that.
You told me it after because I've always.
I told you that, bro. You're like, nah, what are you talking about?
No, I promised you.
100%.
No.
I told you about it and then you're like, the first you're time like I nah, listened. What are you talking about? And then you told me, like, oh, yeah, you're right.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
Bro, you're tripping.
No.
See, Gavin hates being put on. Gavin's number one pet peeve is like being put on something.
No, because you didn't put me on. There's a different thing. I'll admit to
anything. I told you about that, though.
You put me on a lot of stuff, Carlos, bro.
I told you about the Lil Uzi 20 minutes,
but
though.
Whenever you kind of listen to it, you kind of feel like weird, though. I did notice this, though.
Okay,
and then you said it to me. And I was like, and then I listened to it again, and I was like, okay, yeah. He's right.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, fam, you put me on. Don't worry. You're good, fam.
Trying to take my theory. That's a personal theory. Like I found that myself.
No, but you know, in guitar shops, you're not supposed to play a certain song or else they'll kick you out.
Oh, that's just like a you know, like when you're on court, it's like court etiquette.
Yeah.
It's Stairway to Heaven.
I don't know why though. It was so funny because I used to binge watch that all those YouTube videos because it's so funny. Like. Stop.
Playing Stairway to Heaven?
They're like, stop. But why though?
Because Stairway to Heaven is a song that every guitarist kind of learns.
Oh yeah? Why?
That's one of the first songs I learned.
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit more medium level.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, it's kind of hard and it's kind of easy at the same time. I don't know if that makes sense.
I guess. But,
but it's something that everyone can learn, uh-huh. but it still sounds sick. And it's a really good song.
Oh, it's like, so you're kind of like, you're just... A poser?
Not really a poser. It's like playing as Golden State on 2K.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
It's like unfair.
Yeah. It's like, that's what you're playing.
That makes sense.
Right? It's like that. You know what I mean?
The reactions are so funny. It's like, yo, bro, stop. I thought it was like some weird chord myth or something haunted or something.
No, that's not why.
It's just that.
Yeah.
That's the stuff I get into. No weird stuff.
Yeah, when I was in grade 7, I learned all of those classic rock songs. Yeah. Like Stairway to Heaven, Knocking on Heaven's Door, Sweet Child of Mine, like all those songs.
I learned guitar, but I never learned Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I always wanted to be a drummer, though.
A drummer?
Yeah.
Drumming's hard, bro.
It is. I thought it was so easy.
Because mm-hmm.
all you're doing is...
Drumming is so hard.
Bro, it actually is.
And being a drummer in a band, you're like the backbone of everyone. Because they go off your beat.
Facts. If you mess up.
Yeah, you're the engineer,
you
low key.
You look back at the drummer. You're like, yo, what's going on?
But I think if you're the lead guitarist and the singer, you have the biggest parts. As in, like, if you fuck up, everyone's going to know you fucked up.
Yeah, for sure. Because I remember I did like a little concert too. Mm-hmm. You know, back in like elementary, I think,
mm-hmm.
there was the talent shows.
Oh, you did the talent show?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I think I did the talent show with Miles and we were just strumming. I was so,
no way.
I was so nervous. I was like, cause if I mess up,
yeah,
they'll know. Cause it's only the two of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't though.
What'd you guys play?
I think it was Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Oh my gosh. What did Miles do?
He drummed.
Oh, he's a drummer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. He used to put me on a lot of stuff, bro.
That's dope.
Yeah, shout out Miles. So somebody told us, yo, you know, they didn't even know about our business and stuff like that.
Really?
Like the real ones that follow us on all of our Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
They know about the business, but they're like, yo, where'd you get that hat from?
Yo, the craziest thing is some people, they like in the comments, they say, oh, you're Wiko Studios?
Yeah. And they're like, yo, where's the hat from? Because they don't know my brand.
just market it more, bro.
Yeah.
You know why though? Because I used to market Wiko Studios on TikTok.
Yeah, so they know you.
So a lot of like the TikTok people that are on there a lot, they might have seen like one of my viral vids from my brand account.
No, that's fact.
Which is dope.
But yeah. That's sick though, that everyone gets to notice. Whenever I see, because I'm the one, I'm usually responding. It's both of us responding to YouTube comments, mm-hmm. but sometimes I'll see, hey, shout out Wico Studios. Yeah. I'll be like, yo, go follow Sober Society. Nah, I'm kidding.
You gotta post more, bro.
I will, don't worry.
You gotta post more.
I will. Soon I'm gonna get into full time podcaster now. Let's go.
Right. We're gonna drop merch soon.
Oh yeah,
we're dropping merch. Fact. Yo, get those designs done, bro. Cause
I got you.
I'm excited. I wanna wear that.
We got a Christmas tree one.
Yeah.
We got a Christmas tree one.
Gotta drop that soon.
The theory, and a psychedelic one coming out. That one's is so crazy. But yeah, you know, back to the Walt Disney stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Taken, I've seen so many theories about bro, do you know Cars?
Yeah.
That Cars theory is something weird, bro.
What's a Cars theory?
They're saying that Cars was made after they murdered all the humans.
Oh, I heard that because, one. Yeah. Because,
yo, why? Before we all died, how were the cars made? By humans, obviously. And we've created such such high AI that they just killed us all.
Yeah.
And just started a movie on their own, bro.
Yo, you know what Elon Musk said?
What?
Elon Musk said the biggest thing he's afraid of is AI.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it's inevitable, too. 100%. Like, nothing's going to stop it. Like, eventually, AI is going to be a thing.
AI is already taking over so many jobs, man. It's like...
That shit can really... Yo, Terminator, Skynet. You watch Terminator, right? How all the robots took over the world.
Bro.
That could really be a thing.
It's scary, bro.
That's not even, like, a fairy tale. Like, that could actually be a thing.
10 years from now? Can't even believe 10 years from now, what do you think is gonna, what is it gonna look like,
bro? I can't even predict 10 years ahead, bro.
I think 10 years is gonna look like not 10 years, probably like 50 years. We're gonna have that stuff in our arm and with a pop-up screen, no more iPhones, just it's all in our arm, and then the glasses, the super glasses.
You know, like, what I always thought was gonna happen?
What
I always thought we're gonna have, like on our arm as a projection.
Yeah, that's what I said. The projection that comes up.
No, a projection that's on your skin.
Oh,
so it's like a band. Yo, someone out there make this because I'm gonna buy it. Like, it's a bracelet or a watch, and then it will project like a projector onto your skin.
That's kind of sick,
right? Loki, I had that idea since I was a kid. I don't know why no one made that yet.
Really? Probably because they're not as crazy as you.
No, but that'd be so sick though, right?
Yeah,
like if you just have, let's say your iPhone, mm-hmm. it's attached to your wrist and you just go like this and you're like scrolling through shit.
Oh, the eye bracelet.
Yeah, something like that. That'd be dope.
That's so sick.
But then you're always like this though.
A lie just random.
You're always like that.
You're all flexing for some reason.
That'd be dope for the military.
That's not ergonomically friendly.
I guess
the
military, imagine, or like spies.
Yeah,
because it doesn't make any noise and you can't drop it. And it won't break like that.
Oh, that's true too.
Right?
I've always wanted to be a spy though.
Yeah, me too.
You know, as a kid when your mom's cooking dinner or something, you just sneak around.
Spy Kids.
No, with Jackie Chan, that movie. Oh, no.
No, that's Spy Next Door.
Yeah, Spy Next Door. Such a banger movie.
Remember Spy Kids though?
No.
Spy Kids, bro. No, you can't say that. They're actually going to flame you. They're going to flame you hard if you say that.
I know Spy Kids, don't worry.
Okay.
Sometimes it'll be so, I'll be reading all the time. Yo, Gavin, how do you not know?
If you said that, like, you're actually getting flamed.
No, don't worry.
Okay, you know that one scene where they have like the invisible cameras? It's like the sticky cameras, and they put it like in the hallways. So they used to have like a bag of like sticky cameras that are invisible.
Uh-huh.
They take it and then they stick it like on the wall. So what I used to do when I was a kid, I was so obsessed with that scene.
Yeah.
I took like plasticine, like the Play-Doh shit. Yeah. I used to roll it in like really small balls and be like, I'm setting up cameras.
That's so jokes. I used to, when me and my friends were in the basement too, we used to like try and spy around.
Yeah.
And like we have to carry these balls, right?
No balls.
No, like dodgeballs, like these little dodgeballs.
Yeah, okay.
And whenever you see the other person, you just pelt it out of him. That was our version.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did that thing too, where like you set up cameras, but I didn't have that plasticine stuff. I was pretending to wire a camera up.
Yeah. You remember they used to have all of those spy gear or whatever?
Oh, yeah, at Toys R Us.
Yeah,
at
Toys R Us, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to get the ones from like Winners from Christmas.
I used to love that stuff. Bro, anything at Toys R Us, like WWE memorabilia.
Yeah.
I used to buy that Rey Mysterio mask.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
Bro,
that's dope.
Oh my God. I went to Niagara Falls one time and I got like the authentic one. It was like $50-$60.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah.
And I was like, yo, Dad, I need this, man.
Like a real luchador, I think?
Yeah. Damn. Probably, it was probably like $100.
Mm.
And my dad's like, bro, what the fuck, man? There's probably like bootleg ones for like $20.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rey Mysterio.
Mysterio's a GOAT.
He is.
I feel like all the Asians, all the Asians love Rey Mysterio because he's Latino.
Yeah.
So we're close enough. We're close enough. We're
close enough, fam.
Yo, yeah. There's no Asian wrestler.
What do you mean?
There's no Asian WWE wrestler.
Yes. There's a Chinese guy. There's a Chinese guy.
Who?
I don't know his name, but there's a Chinese guy in there. That he's actually pretty popping.
Is it like new?
Yeah.
I haven't like kept up.
Yeah, it's very new.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like. I'm not even gonna try and pronounce it. But yeah, he's kind of popping though. Sin Cara was sick too.
Yo, I think the biggest like fighter for Asians was Bruce Lee. Like, if you can name a fighter, like an Asian fighter, who are you gonna name? Bruce Lee.
I think of Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
Over Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Because my favorite movie was Karate Kid.
Oh, where?
Because I was into Bruce Lee, but not like. In the later stages, I knew about Jackie Chan.
Oh, because you probably didn't watch like the old movies.
Yeah. I'm not.
You know, you don't get into those like old stuff, no. Right? Yeah. But I feel Jackie Chan for sure.
Yeah.
Or like, you watch Jet Li.
Oh yeah.
Remember Jet Li? Yeah. Jet Li was sick.
For sure.
Yeah.
Who else was there, bro?
Manny Pacquiao, man.
No, yeah, I was gonna say. So it probably goes Jackie.
No,
Jackie
Bruce Chan. Lee. Bruce Lee for sure. Like, as a majority of the world, let's say Bruce Lee.
Okay, yeah. But for me, it's like top 10 like Asian fighters.
Yeah.
It's probably Jackie Chan, Pacquiao, then Bruce Lee.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because, bro.
Damn, you're going to put Bruce Lee under Manny Pacquiao?
Because, bro, Manny Pacquiao is just like the staple. Like, you have so many fights. You remember so many fights of all your family coming over. Like
yeah, that. Yeah, I know.
Stuff like that, yo.
That's true.
I'm just not an old head.
I guess so. Well, I'm the same age as you.
Yeah, but we're not. You're not an old head. You don't move like an old head.
Yeah.
Because there's some people that'd be like, acting too mature for their age, bro.
Like who?
I don't even want to name names, but fam, like, you know you're 20, right?
Yeah.
That's super young, and they think they're super old. Like, bro, 20s, you're just starting your life out, fam.
I know.
You're young forever, you know that, right? But people are like, no, I gotta mature right away. You don't, bro.
I know, it's true.
Like, calm down.
But at the same time, it's different tastes.
Yeah.
No, because for sure we have very like younger taste.
Yeah.
But I could see other people in our generation, they like the older type of mentality.
Yeah, I'm not downplaying anything. Like,
yeah.
Like, go on your own pace. Like, if that's your way, that's your way. But just don't judge my way. Like,
yeah, for sure.
You should be more mature like that. Bro,
I know. Yeah, that's true. Like you can't knock someone on being like
exactly
happy, like, being young.
Exactly, that's fact.
Right? It's different if they're like that and not doing anything with their lives. That's different.
Exactly. Then like I'm not even gonna listen to you.
Yeah.
That's the same thing goes with like, don't ever take advice from money advice from a person who hasn't made $1 million or something like that. What was I saying?
Don't trust advice from someone that hasn't
made $1 million.
I mean. I don't know. I never heard that one.
Yeah.
Oh, the one I did hear? It was never learn how to catch a fish from a fish.
Huh? Never learn how to catch a fish from a fish.
You ever see those TikToks where a girl's giving like advice how to get girls?
I think I've seen one of them.
Oh, yeah. No, I have. It's like, never trust a fish to teach you how to fish.
Oh.
It's true.
But they give secrets, though. Like that girl telling us about how to get a girl, she's a girl, so that's from their perspective. That's what she wants.
Bro, but like, I guess, but let's change the topic. Let's change the topic. Okay, what's your favorite like old movie?
Old movie?
Because I know you don't watch a lot of old movies like that, but I want to know like what's your favorite.
They're going to roast me, bro, because it's probably not going to be that old.
You watch Scarface, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the oldest movie then.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Okay,
it can't be older than The Karate Kid.
Okay, well, what's your favorite like movie cinematography wise or like on a level that's not Avengers, you know?
No, I was gonna Crazy Rich Asians.
No, you feel me though?
Like, probably Transformers.
Bro, that's the same.
Oh, you know what's a sick movie?
What?
What's that robot boxing?
Oh, Real Steel.
Real Steel is so fire. I got all the memorabilia and I downloaded the app.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that was probably my top. That is such a fire year. You brought that back up for me.
Real Steel was fire. I'm not gonna lie.
Real Steel was so fire.
Real Steel was fire, but the film mans will be like, Real Steel.
Yeah. Rocky too. I like any fight movies. Action, I guess rom-coms. I like rom-coms too.
What's your favorite rom-com? You ever watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
No.
That's my hands down favorite one. That's a funny issue.
Yeah, because whenever I type up rom-com, I think I've seen that one.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the basic one. Oh, what's that one with the Laura Jean?
Oh, To All the Boys.
No lie, I became a no lie. Whenever I watch that movie, I become a sim. I go back to sim mode. I go out of demon mode and I'm back in sim mode. But yeah,
that movie was all right.
It wasn't that good. The second one sucked, bro.
Yeah,
the second one was so trash. Cause it's like I'm gonna be with you forever, and you know how it ends. Yeah. You know how it ends already. Like, you can't give that shit away.
Yo, you know who low-key makes like really good rom-coms?
Who?
Filipinos.
Oh, for sure. Yo, I watched a rom-com with my mom, and when I was a kid, I actually cried.
Like, they're actually pretty good at making that simp shit.
Yeah, they do. No, that's facts.
I think that's what one thing Filipinos are really good at is making like simpy movies.
Oh yeah, that is.
I mean, and if you look at their whole media market,
it is. It's mostly that stuff.
Yeah, the whole industry is like rom-coms and like romance.
They want to love a couple.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, if you're a couple in the Philippines, if you have that chemistry with someone, you made it.
That's facts.
Because that's all they're gonna talk about on the news.
Yeah, because I was watching this one movie with my cousins, and then they all. There was two actors, like a guy and a girl, and they made like so many movies,
together. I know exactly. I'm picturing them right now.
You know exactly who I'm talking about, right? I think her name's like Catherine Bernardo, something
like that, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, that's a name. Yeah. Like, how do I remember that?
Because it's always playing.
Yeah.
But yeah, another rom-com or like TV show or series on Netflix right now that I've been watching is Never Have I Ever. That was such a banger.
Oh, the brown girl?
Yeah.
I haven't watched that one.
Bro, trust me, it's sick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what you should watch?
What?
You should watch Black Mirror. I know you don't watch Black Mirror.
No, that's the one. That's the one where you choose your own thing?
No, that was the Black Mirror movie.
Oh.
Black Mirror as a show itself is like, it's kind of what we talk about is theories and shit.
Oh, really?
And thinking about like government control, new world order, or like how technology might take over shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's all of those like little theories and dark kind of paths. Mm-hmm. It's in that show.
Word.
Yeah.
You know what movie I recently watched?
What?
Midsommar.
Oh, Midsommar. Yeah, I just watched that too.
Wait, you just watched that?
I watched it last week.
Bro, it's
no, like
so
2 weeks
crazy.
ago. Like 2 weeks ago. Bro, but I always knew about it.
It's so crazy.
It's such a good movie as even just a cinematography level. Like,
that's what I was gonna say, on a cinematography
level. Like, an artistic level.
Facts. It looked like Eternal Take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's it called? Heaven's Gate with
Marshall Mathers.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, you know what Heaven's Gate is, right? The cult?
Yeah.
So they pretty much brought a bunch of people together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they all committed suicide together.
Yeah, together.
Yeah.
And there's pictures of, that's why Uzi's album with the purple dresses, they're all in that same purple dress.
Yeah. They wore like purple clothing and shit. Yeah.
It's so crazy.
That's
bro.
Crazy.
The way I looked it up.
You ever hear about the guy in Guyana? I forgot what I think his name's Jim Jones.
Oh, I've heard of Jim Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he pretty much got like this was the largest mass murder in history.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how many exactly, but he convinced like a whole population of this like town to drink poison of Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Like poisonous Kool-Aid.
Uh-huh, yeah. Bro, take it, I know Jim Jones just because of Uzi.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
But that's so crazy that he convinced every single one of them.
Yeah. But that's how cults work, right? They take advantage of people that are unstable.
Facts.
They're looking for like a family.
Facts.
And that's how they really get into their head.
No, 100%.
They leak into their subconscious like that and they take you.
The Cardi cult is crazy.
The Cardi cult. But no fact, like, I can see artists trying to look up to those cult leaders and trying to do the same thing with their fans.
Do you know, do you know the theory about Uzi?
What?
That, the 23 club?
No, 27 club.
27 club?
27 club.
People are saying that once Uzi hits 27, he's gone. Because the 27 club is all like...
It's Kurt Cobain.
It's Kurt Cobain.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
There's a few others. I forgot exactly.
All the like rock stars, what they call themselves, they just commit suicide at 27.
It's not they commit Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
It's not they commit suicide, but they die.
They die, yeah.
Yeah, they die at the age 27. And that's why a lot of people, I don't know, is Post Malone 27?
Oh.
Is he older than 27?
I don't know.
Because I remember Post Malone has a lot of those people tatted on his hands.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, which is like...
People are scared.
I really don't want Post Malone to
People
end
are scared
there.
For Post Malone too. You know why? Because
he's really a rock star.
No. And every time on stage, he's like,
oh, he's off the shit.
Floating
yeah.
away, like he's off something.
Yeah,
and his health is really bad. I heard.
Do you know that thing with the white lighter too?
Yeah.
So a lot of those people that died, they all had a white lighter with them.
I know, bro.
That's why you should never like carry a white lighter. Yeah. Or white lighter is like bad luck.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
I've heard that too. There's so many like...
Oh, you want to hear something crazy? So I was in the auto shop.
Yeah.
In high school, right?
Yeah.
And then we were fixing up a car.
Uh-huh.
And I took out the center console. And underneath the center console, I found a white lighter.
What?
Like a really small one like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kept it.
Why'd you keep it?
I just wanted it.
That's bad luck, no?
I don't know. I didn't know about this theory before.
Yeah.
But I kept it. I still have it like upstairs somewhere.
God damn. You know what's crazy theory too? That I mean, a crazy thing that happened?
Because
I remember I drove by a black cat.
Yeah.
Right? And so I was driving, right?
Yeah.
Driving. Everything was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped at the red light. Bro, literally 5 seconds after that happened, there was two cars that came. One was turning left, but the other one was turning right. Boom, they hit each other.
Oh, shit.
I was like,
really?
Yo, what the f-?
That's crazy.
And I was like, yo, I was like, nah, this can't be real, man.
Damn.
But yeah.
But yeah, black cats, they have a stigma about being terrible luck.
Yeah, and crows. Whenever I see a crow, I'm like, oh my god, here we go.
You ever seen like a real crow though?
Yeah.
Like the really tall ones?
Oh no, I've seen a small crow, but like not
like these ones. Oh, it's not a crow, it's a raven. You ever seen a raven?
Oh no, I don't think I've ever seen
the first time I seen a raven,
yeah.
Me and my sister were walking to the bus stop,
uh-huh,
right, to go to school.
Yeah.
We saw a raven. The ravens are like this tall.
Really?
This tall. And then it had crows around it, and the crows are like this small. Like you've seen a crow, it's kind of like a robin. It's like this small. But the raven was this big.
Did you experience any bad luck after that?
No. It was a chill day.
Okay. It was a chill day.
No, I saw the raven and it was eating something. It was eating some like meat or whatever.
Oh yeah?
It's crazy. Cause I think those are scavenger animals.
Did you know whenever you bite your tongue? You bite your tongue or something?
Yeah.
That means someone's thinking about you?
When you bite your tongue?
Yeah. Whenever you accidentally bite your tongue.
I don't know about that.
You know those ones where you're eating and they're, oh,
I only ever bite my tongue when I'm like playing sports.
Or is it bite your lip? No, it's bite your tongue.
Nah, it's when you sneeze. When you sneeze, people are talking about you.
No, hell no.
Yeah?
No. It's whenever someone bites your, whenever you accidentally bite your tongue.
No, but the saying is like, this is even in Naruto. Like the saying is like, if you sneeze,
yeah,
someone else is talking about you. So in Naruto, they'd have a transition where like they're talking about someone, and then the next clip is of that person, and they sneeze. Achoo.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so it's like they're talking about someone. Like they're talking about Naruto, and it cuts to Naruto, and he sneezes.
Ow,
like the first thing in the scene.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe people haven't noticed that, but like that's a thing.
But there's also another one. Is like where you, if you kill a spider, it's gonna rain that day.
No way.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. No, that's bullshit.
No, I remember I killed a spider and it started raining. I swear to you.
That's crazy.
No, I was on me. Oh man, we need to make all.
Well, what's the spider? What's it called? The song. It's even.
Yeah.
What was that about? Was that about raining?
Was it down the water spout? Yeah, wasn't it associated with rain though?
I don't know. But do you know the? Did you know the merry-go-round? No. Ring around the Rosie?
Yeah.
You know Ring Around the Rosie is about like an actual pandemic?
Huh?
You never heard about that?
No.
So this is like the story. This isn't even a theory. This is like the story behind Ring Around the Rosie.
Okay.
Ring around the Rosie, pocket full of posies or whatever it's called.
They all fall down?
Yeah. So the posies were like flowers that back then they thought would eliminate like the disease or help them be immune to the disease whatever that's killing people off. It was like a pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Now in the song, ring around the posies, rocket full of posies, ashes, they we all fall down. So they had to burn the bodies so that they wouldn't spread the disease anymore. So that's why they say ashes.
Oh.
And then they all fall down, they all die.
They all dead.
Yeah.
Yo,
you haven't heard that one? No. I think it was in this is in Europe. I forgot exactly where it was.
Yeah,
but that was kind of the thing around it. It was a pandemic, and they're talking about having these posies like a flower to fight off the disease.
Holy smokes!
But in the end, they just all died.
Makes sense though, because ashes, they all fall down.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we used to sing that shit as kids, and like we never knew about it.
No, that's actually sick.
Right?
That's a sick story. I didn't know it.
Even the London Bridge. You ever heard the London Bridge one?
Wasn't that just
London Bridge is falling down. That was actually about like a London Bridge like falling down.
Yeah.
But the parts where they say like build it up with sticks and wood, right? So what happened was they would have builders to try and fix it.
Yeah.
And then they tried many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And they would always fail and it would never work. And people, so many people would die on that bridge.
They just build it with people?
No, that's not what I said.
What the fuck?
I didn't say that.
I was going to say.
I didn't say that. No, like, people would die on that bridge because they didn't build it properly.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like, because you're like, build it up with sticks and bones.
No.
I was like, what the hell?
That would be crazy.
That, that's some dark theory.
That's a dark, dark theory. But yeah. That one's not real.
What do you think is like, I don't know. I just randomly popped in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, you, were you ever like, when's the last time you were actually like genuinely happy?
What? All the time.
Yeah.
Low-key, like right now. What do you mean?
Because I remember I asked someone this and then they had to go way back to like, oh, I was.
Bro, for me, all right, listen. If you have to think about when you were last happy, that means something's wrong. You know what I mean?
Lie.
That means like you're not doing something in your life that's fulfilling enough.
I seen on someone's Instagrams, they asked that and there was bare answers where it's like, not right now, like moments behind. So you can't even say that though, because maybe that time they were super happy.
Okay, are you saying like the happiest moment of their life? Or are they happy right now? Is that what you're asking?
No, like a time where they were genuinely happy.
The last time they were genuinely happy?
Yeah.
That's kind of depressing if the last time you're genuinely happy was way back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, because look, if you're not genuinely happy, like, on a regular basis, something's wrong.
That's fact.
I mean, whether it be the situation you're in, relationship, I don't know, like, your life status or what you're doing right now,
yeah,
and you're not genuinely happy, then obviously something's wrong.
That's fact.
Like, what's the purpose of life is to be happy,
mm-hmm.
you know? Do you want to die and be sad?
Nah.
No, you want to be happy on your deathbed. You don't want to regret shit. You don't want to like feel certain ways like I'm not ready, I had a shitty life, blah blah blah.
That's facts.
No, you want to live every single moment to the fullest. You don't want to think about, man, I didn't feel good about that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to look at it as I'm happy with the life I had and I'm gonna live it to the fullest.
Yeah, that's why people have to go through like their daily affirmations, fam. Just like tell you, oh, I'm thankful that I'm happy. I'm thankful I'm alive.
Yeah, there's so many blessings.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how are you going to reference like 2 years ago that you're actually happy?
I know.
Like, dog, that doesn't make any sense.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yo, I remember this one time. This was recently.
Mm-hmm.
Shorty was saying, I'm feeling kind of sad today. You know what I told her?
What?
Go to your fridge and get something sweet.
Yo, you're sick for that.
I said, go to your fridge and get something sweet.
You're sick for that.
And she's like, oh. Right?
Yeah.
So like I think she got like a pudding cup,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm like, okay, when you take it, I want you to say, that's what I told her. That's what I told her. All right. No, but she was actually sad. She was actually not feeling good.
Yeah.
And I told her, I guarantee you after you do that, you'll feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel better at least.
Yeah.
She did it and she felt better.
Word.
Cause a lot of it's a lot of little things. People think, oh, when I'm sad, I have to be sad.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, it's not. You never have to be sad.
Exactly. I told someone that too. Like, someone's like, "Yo, I'm not feeling that good." Type thing. Like, I'm kind of like depressed. Type thing.
Mm.
Like, bro, like, look at everyone right now. Look where you're under a house, fam.
Yeah,
like, be happy.
There's so much to be grateful for.
Exactly.
You know what I wrote in my journal?
What
I wrote: if you're in a bad mood, the only one that's losing is you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you choose to be in a shitty mood,
you're just getting down on yourself.
You're the only one that's losing.
Yeah.
Like, everyone else can feel a certain, you control you. It's not like other people can control your mood.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to let them control your mood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're at work and you're having a shitty time, right? If you're having a shitty time, you're gonna have a shitty day, you're gonna have a shitty mood. But let's say you're at work, sure, it's hard work. If you put your mindset into like, I'm gonna have fun,
yeah,
I'm gonna make the most out of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's been times where you do like hard work and you have fun, right?
Yeah,
exactly. You can put yourself in a mindset where, nah, fuck that. I'm not gonna be sad. I'm not gonna be glum.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make the most out of what I have right now and just be happy.
Yeah, that's why like that mindset is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be at work and I don't think I've ever had a bad day, because you know me, like, and everyone who else knows me, like, yeah, I'm a pretty positive person.
Yeah.
I take the best out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm never thinking about, oh, I gotta do this. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's just a switch of the mindset can really just change your day up.
Yeah, that's
you
so important.
You don't have to be sad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, no one, sure, people try to put you down, but those are the same people, like, you don't want in your life.
Exactly.
And that's why people always preach, like, surround yourself with like positive people. Surround yourself with the people that will bring you up.
And that's so true.
It's true.
Your environment, as soon as I cut a few people off, that was just negative, negative, negative.
Yeah.
bro, I've been super happy.
Exactly. It's the energy that they give off from you, you know?
Yeah.
If you're, it's the same thing. Like, if you're raised with wolves, yeah, you're going to be a wolf. You're
going to become a wolf.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why I think parents were like, choose your friends carefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. It's so true.
Because your environment, you change with your environment, so.
But it's really hard. I understand there's people like, I don't want to give up my friends. Like, yeah. I don't want to, like, I understand that for sure. Like, mm-hmm. that's a serious thing. Like, that's not something to just throw away, yeah, right? Throw away a friendship.
Yeah.
But, like, really, you have to look at what you want, right? Mm-hmm. If what you want is to be this way,
yeah,
then if the steps to be that way is cutting off certain people, mm-hmm, and is making your environment like this,
yeah,
then that might be the thing to do.
Exactly. And people are, well, you'll be surprised of how crazy, like, it'll change stuff.
Yeah. So true.
Okay, if we're not talking genuinely happy,
yeah,
what's like the happiest you've been?
Damn, I don't know. That's so
hard. If we're talking like that way.
That's so hard. I don't know.
Really?
I really don't know, bro.
Really?
And I'm not saying that to like be, oh, I'm always happy. Yeah, nah, yeah, yeah. I'm not like Lil Yachty. Yeah, yeah. I'm not like Lil Yachty, but it's hard for me to just pinpoint like one moment.
Yeah. No, there's definitely a lot of moments for me.
Because, bro, like honestly, sure, it may not even sound amazing, but sometimes just like kicking up on the couch, like playing Xbox.
I was gonna say that too.
Like that's really fun to me.
Yeah, like playing Uno with my family. That's yeah, I'm like legit happy.
Exactly. Like yeah, it could just be something smaller. Someone has to say, oh, when I was in LA, I was partying here, and then someone jumped off the roof.
I got so drunk.
And then yeah. Like, I mean, but like I can't hate on no one's happiness, but that just sounds like a flex. Like yeah. I don't try to search for those lavish things, those mm-hmm spectacular things that make me so happy.
Yeah,
because you can find so much happiness in little things.
No lie, I did chase for those lavish things though.
Yeah.
So like that lavish lifestyle, just going to parties, mm-hmm, stuff like that. I was happy but then I was like, no, there's like, that's not
no,
all.
No, but. Some people are like that. Some people like that stuff. Yeah, yeah. Right? No bashing on anyone that likes it, because that's fun. It is fun. It is fun. Mm-hmm. But it depends on your personality, right? Like, and to me, it's the best when you can have so much happy. You can be so happy with just yourself.
Yeah. Oh, those are the best ones.
Yeah.
I'll literally be in my room and I'll be having the best time ever.
Yeah, because I remember one time I went downtown to pick up some materials for the business,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I had to go by myself because no one was available. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, remember I asked everyone, I was like, everyone, yo, anyone wanna come with me? I'm like, I'm gonna go by myself. That was one of the first times like I just went on a mission by myself.
Yeah, by yourself. Yeah. Yo, I've done that. Have you ever taken yourself out?
Nah, not like that.
Yeah, so one time, this was like after like a breakup.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, I'm gonna just go out by myself, you feel me?
Yeah.
With no one. So I went out to eat by myself.
Yeah.
I sat down at a restaurant and I was just on my phone and shit.
No way.
And it was the best time of my life, I swear to God.
I rate that. I rate that.
But it's good to take it out, fam. It just literally just self-care.
It is. And especially during COVID, you need that stuff.
What's your biggest turn-off for a girl?
Being fake.
Okay, but how would you tell?
You can tell. You can't tell when someone's being fake?
No.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of people that can fake it for a long time, bro.
Bro, if you can't tell when someone's being fake, you haven't met enough people.
Don't know. Oh shit!
Wrong one.
Straight up. Oh yeah, that one. I guess.
Now let that sink though. If you can't tell when someone's being fake, then you haven't met enough people.
I don't know. People are deceptive, bro.
No, but you can learn. You ever watch True Romance?
No.
So in True Romance, Christopher Walken, he had this moment with this with the dad of the main character, mm-hmm, and he was like interrogating him, right?
Yeah.
And he said, Sicilians, they study the pantomime or whatever it's called.
The pantomime?
Yeah, so they, from facial structure, like any little body language movement, yeah, any like subtle hints with their vocal tone,
yeah,
they study that so they can know when you're lying.
Oh, you know what's the one thing someone told me?
Yeah.
In an interview, when mm-hmm you're interviewing someone or you're getting interviewed,
yeah,
and you're thinking of a moment, mm-hmm, never look to your left because the interviewer will know you're lying. Because if you look to your right, then you're trying to think of some, that's that scenario.
Really?
I might have mixed it up.
No, I always look to my right though. I always look to my right. Yeah,
but if you're faking something, they'll know because you're thinking to your left.
But I look to my left?
Yeah. If you're like, yeah, so back then I was,
I don't know. I don't know about that.
No, but it's true though. Like
maybe
I caught myself doing it.
Cause a lot of people have mannerisms. Like, you know, people that talk like this.
What do you mean?
Like they have a side thing.
Really?
Yeah. There's some people that have mannerisms where they'll talk in certain ways,
yeah,
and like I don't know. I don't know if I trust that one because a lot of people are different, right?
Yeah, I guess.
But with vocal tone and like facial expressions and stuff, like I feel like I'm good at that one.
Yeah,
kind of. I'm not like Christopher Walken level.
Yeah, where you just your pitch is 0.5 off.
I know. Yeah, I mean? Not like that, but like I feel like I can.
Kind of. Not as facts.
But I think it's important because you don't want to let those fake people into your life. You have to like be able to weed them out.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, but like at the same time, like sometimes you can't tell. That's why I said sometimes you can't tell, because those fake those ones that love you, that say you love you, well, the same ones that will talk behind your back. That's the saying too.
Oh, bro, I think okay, I'm gonna sound like kind of dickheady, but like even if someone's like that, I always think another way in the back of my head.
What do you mean?
So let's say someone's giving like all this love, right?
But then behind,
I'm not assuming they love me like that.
Oh, for real?
Only because I stay aware. See, that sounds kind of dickheady now.
No, but like I get it though.
Like I don't want to sound like a dickhead, but like I just stay aware of my surroundings.
No, that.
Bro, remember what? Okay, remember in high school? Mm-hmm. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Fam, I called it from the start. Like that guy's not the guy you want to be around.
Yeah.
And was I right?
Yeah.
Tell me, was I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. Because I have, I don't want to say I have a sense, but like I have, like, I know what I'm looking for within people. Like I can see like, oh, he's going to be like that. He's going to act that way when this comes down.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I kind of think of those scenarios, like as your character, as your personality, will you do this? Will you do that? But I know that's just me like studying people. I kind of get into that stuff, right?
I was going to say, trust issues.
Nah, I don't even have trust issues.
No, because like that's the same goes with me for like girls now.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
That's the most important with girls.
I'm not trusting though. Like it's
that's
hard.
The most important.
Now I went from that simp. Like there's a good simp and a bad simp. A bad simp is when you're changing for them. You're doing whatever you want.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And like the regular simp. You can do that nice stuff. That's a good sim.
Yeah.
But like once you get heartbroken, fam, and now you're just aware, you always have your guard up type thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different, like you're super aware of everything now. That's why I said to everyone, go get your heart broken, bro. It's probably the best thing that'll happen to you, bro. Because then you're aware.
Nah, you know, it's true. It's so true.
You're so aware of stuff now that you wouldn't even believe.
It's so true though. Because a lot of people, before they have that first relation, before they have that like first like love type of thing.
Yeah.
They're so blinded.
Exactly.
And they can't really see what they're in.
Go get your heart broken, bro. I promise.
It'll honestly, be the best it thing. Is good. It is good. Because it really... That's taking yourself out of the most comfort.
Oh my God.
You know when people say, break out of your comfort zone?
Yeah.
That's the most comfortable position you can be in.
Yeah,
and breaking from that is like breaking from...
Because you trust that person with like everything.
Exactly.
And you would never expect.
Exactly.
Bro, that's...
But it takes something like that for something great to flourish from, you know?
Yeah.
Just like everything.
That's why I said, like some things are meant to happen so you have...
Exactly. Some things are meant to fail so that you can have a success with something else.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I remember you told me like, Gavin, don't worry. Just think about it as like, this may not be your best relationship. You may think of right now this is going to be your best relationship, but if you
deal with
more people, then maybe.
Yeah, I said, because you're only looking at it as
that one,
as this moment.
Yeah.
But in a lifetime, that moment could mean something so little.
Exactly. And I was like, okay.
Like, sure, that can be the best for this right moment, now, for right now, now for yeah. that, right but now, exactly.
That's 100% fact.
Yeah. Just like, you know, The Rock?
Yeah.
He said, he was gonna go into NFL. He was set up to be a football player.
Okay.
But he didn't make it in the league. Mm-hmm. So he ended up going to the WWE. Uh-huh. And from the WWE, he became a star.
Yeah.
Right? Now he was set on being an NFL player. He was set on being in football.
Yeah.
But the fact that he failed that gave him the opportunity to take on
more opportunities.
More opportunities. And like, look at it. You think he'll have more success as a football player or what he's doing now?
Definitely what he's
exactly
doing now.
So imagine he did stay on that other path.
Yeah,
so things are meant to happen. Things like that, like a failure like that, mm-hmm. was meant for him to happen.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro, it all works out, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, follow us everywhere. TikTok, Instagram, we'll leave it all in the bio, bro. All
right, we're coming out with merch soon.
Oh,
I want you guys to put on that bell. Hit us up on Instagram, like what you guys want to see on the merch.
Yes sir.
And we'll get it to you guys.
All right. I'll see you later.
Later.
Deuces.